Why do I want that glass of wine?
You don't love wine.
I like wine.
You like the idea.
Once in a while.
You never.
But you know what?
Ever finish a glass.
Exactly.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Business with the Alessis, where family is everybody's business. I'm Steve Alessi, and today I have my glasses-wearing wife back in the studio with me.
I'm here.
Podcast booth.
And I can see good.
You can see clearly now.
The rain is gone.
It's all good. Well, we want to thank you for being a faithful audience member and listener. We're going to continue our, I don't want to say series, but it was an episode that we had just recorded titled The Death of Normal. And we want to continue that because after we finished the audience, or the podcast, we started thinking about, wow, there's some things that people right now are doing that they think are normal in society, but yet they have been abnormal for so long,
yes,
and they're making those things now normal. So we're going to hit that. But before we do, we always like to get engagement with our audience. So as you listen to us, we're going to ask you to respond to a question. Here's the question that the the Alessis are asking segment of our podcast today. Here's what Steve and Mary Alessi are asking you as our audience, and we'd love to get your input on this, and you could send your answers to
write it down.
Our podcast. It's right on over my shoulder, but I messed it up. Info at
the family,
business podcast. Right?
We're going to put it
we'll
in the show
notes. We'll put it in the show notes. Thank you very much.
It's going to be there.
No edit. We're live. No. Here's what we want to get your response to. And that is, all right, we're going to be dealing with a lot of stress, right? It's part of, it's normal. It's a part of life. And there's a lot of stress. If you're listening to the news right now on a regular basis about politics, things that are going on in our country, and there's two parties that are going at it, the more you listen to your news, it could be creating some stress and anxiety because both sides are telling us, which I've heard, by the way, for quite a few election cycles, but both parties are saying to us, this is the most important election of our life.
Yeah.
It will determine what America's future looks like. All right? We're hearing that, which then leads us to believe that if our party doesn't get in and win, oh my God, all hell's going to break loose and we'll lose freedoms. America is going to change. All right. That can create stress and anxiety.
Yes, it can.
So here's my question. What method, all right, do you use to help you deal with stress in life? How do you deal with stress? What method do you go about trying to deal with stress? Do you go for a walk and exercise? Do you drink a little drink here and there, wine, to help you deal with it? Do you, and are you taking drugs? Are you seeing a counselor? Talking to people or therapists to help you? Do you pray? Do you read your Bible? What are you doing? What method helps you cope with stress? Because stress is just a normal part of society. How do you deal with it? All right? Go to our email that's listed there in the show notes and give us your answer. We just want to know who we're talking to, and who we're hopefully being able to help. So that being done, here we are, part two of The Death of Normal.
I want to throw one more option in the ring, because we see this all the time. Therapy animals. People use therapy animals. Is that what they call them, therapy? Dogs?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. They
birds,
say
cats.
Cats, dogs. Yeah. That's an indicator.
Yep. Vacationing. Hey, that's a good one.
They use dogs. Hang on now. Use dogs because of stress. It's an emotional support animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we see is there's a huge increase in that. And that just shows you how much stress people are dealing with.
Yeah. And I think it would be cool if people can respond and we get quite a few of them, then I will share how I cope with stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll share too.
Good. All right. So let's take this, the death of normal, Mary. This kind of got stirred up because you were talking to your twin sister and mm-hmm. she was just sharing some challenges and things that they were experiencing with people that they know. So take the lead on this. What are we talking about?
Well, we were actually discussing this in regards to how many young people are smoking pot and vaping these days. And their mindset has shifted from what we believe is normal, which weed is bad. Mm-hmm. Weed is addictive.
Yeah.
It is dangerous for you over long periods of time. I know there are people out there that smoke pot and they hotbox in their cars, which means they just put the windows up and they smoke pot to get the vapors and the aroma, I guess, to get a really good high. And they swear and they will defend it to the death that it's healthy for you. And I'm a big believer in CBD oils, but without the THC. That's the ingredient that gets you high. So if you can tell me that you use CBD every day without the high component, then I would say, yes, that's very healthy for you on a cellular level. But if you're using marijuana as maybe as a cultural norm, something to do with your friends, or you just, it's a relaxer at the end of the day. I know there's a lot of people, and believe it or not, there are Christians out there that actually will still defend that marijuana is good for you. What we are finding is it is not, and it is highly addictive.
Okay, before we get into that part of it,
yeah,
here's again the shift that we're originally discussing about what is abnormal becoming normal.
Right.
So we've lost the it's the death of normal, because what has been illegal.
That's right.
A known illegal substance that people are in jail for.
Years.
For selling.
Yep.
For being caught with it. You, all right. Some liberal mindsets have taken that over.
That's right.
Hijacked it, and now it's become legal.
Right.
But what is legal doesn't always mean that it's good for you.
No.
So now what has been abnormal has proven our point. It's become normal. So
yeah. And I can continue. Back that up with why this has become normal. There's a Gallup poll that's done. I'm just going to share. I just Googled this. That was just done a month ago. That the update of this actual poll that came out, and men to women, 19% of men smoke or have smoked marijuana and consider themselves marijuana pot smokers. 14% of women.
Yep.
In the age group breakdown, 18 to 34, 26% of 18 to 34 year olds smoke pot. That's a lot, 26%. 35 to 54, 18%, and 55 and older, 11%. The older you get after 55, you need all your faculties. You're not going to be smoking no pot. I mean, give me a break. You realize, I don't want to be cloudy. I need to be clear.
Yeah.
I need some Prevagen. Educated people, college graduates, only 9%. Not a college graduate, 21%.
Oh.
I guess they're depressed they didn't get a degree. But that's how many people smoking pot. They even broke this down across party lines, which party you identify with. 12% of Republicans have said to have smoked pot, 17% of independents, and 22% of Democrats say they smoke pot. And that's just a recent trend. It says that we have gone up in the last 10 years. They've noticed that the increase has been anywhere from the 11% to the 13%. Some polls say it's up to 25% increase just in the last 10 years of smoking pot.
Mary, you would find some of these liberal states that have adopted this as legalized marijuana are some of the most, you see homelessness abounding.
Everywhere, yeah.
Lawlessness abounding.
Yes.
In these states that have actually, I mean, Denver, we've seen it in Denver, Colorado.
Seattle.
Tough
everywhere.
Environments.
San Francisco.
That the city has changed.
Yeah.
The people's, you know, their welfare is at stake because they've legalized something that's just not normal.
No. And speaking of case study.
Good gosh.
The series we did, or the episode we did on case study, they're going to find out through this in the next few years, this will have been a disastrous case study.
Yeah.
But in regarding normal versus abnormal, what we're afraid to see and to, and honestly come to terms with is how the abnormality of needing pot or some kind of substance to deal with stress has become the normal way that people are dealing with the stresses of life.
Yeah.
And it's not a Christian thing or a non-Christian thing anymore.
Right, right.
It's acceptable.
So the problem with this here, right? And I guess the other part with young people, we're talking about pot, smoking pot, right?
Yeah.
Vaping.
Vaping.
Vaping's become something that, you know, they told us for years that smoking is not good for your health. A surgeon general were required to put a warning on the pack of cigarettes. A few years ago, all of a sudden, vaping starts coming on the scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mindset should have been, wait a minute, this is just a way to get around smoking.
Right.
Because you're smoking.
Yeah.
But this is just a way to get around it. You go to restaurants, no smoking. But I've seen people take a vape pen out. Take a hit in the middle of a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what they're putting in that stuff and so on, they're finding is not healthy.
It's dangerous for the lungs. It's
dangerous. All right. But yet, there it went. Right there before our very eyes.
Right.
Vaping's become normal. You drive down the streets today. You drive past strip centers.
Yeah.
And you see
cannabis shops. CBD shop. Oh, yeah.
CBD.
Everywhere.
You see vape shops. You see all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's becoming normal, but yet it's been so abnormal and it's just not helping.
Yes. And normalizing something is the culture's way of introducing the culture to something that's abnormal.
Homosexuality.
Yeah. You just normalize it.
They've just put it in every commercial.
Yep.
They've put same-sex relations in every movie. You know,
every show.
Every show, family viewing shows, you know, and we, you know, started a few years ago, not a few, but back in the 80s and the 90s, and they'd put it in there, and the homosexual would be the funniest character in the show, right? So it just started to normalize things that over the centuries prior we see in itself was not the perfect plan for humanity.
Right.
So humanity is settling for something less than what would be the best for their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you go back if you just, and I don't want to step on any toes, but here's reality. Go back and study just what homosexuality, where its roots came from.
Right.
It really was a form of control.
Yes.
That the powers at be would exercise over their subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So the powers at be would force this on other men. The power position of kings and those in rulership would force this on their subjects as a form of control.
Right.
And that's become normalized in our society. So,
yeah, well, it's a scary thing when we see that embraced. All of these things that we're talking about embraced so widely and openly. And now you have parents that are struggling, which fight do I take on?
Yeah.
You know, I'm fighting with my teenagers over transgender acceptance of all this crazy world. Okay, then just smoke pot. You know, I'm just not going to fight you over it. At least it's not cigarettes.
Right.
You know?
Hey, babe, you mentioned something the other day Stephanie brought to your attention because she read statistics on just the whole LGBTQ, where it used to be at about 3 to 5%.
Yeah, it was 2% just a few years ago that identified with the LGBTQ community.
Now,
30% of women identify in some way with the LGBTQ community. In some way, they identify.
And our purpose of even discussing these kind of things is not to condemn a person, And anyway, that's just not our flow. We don't like to condemn, but we have to call it out. Because if it's not the best for your life, we're saying just don't do it.
Right.
Don't buy into the lie that that abnormal behavior is normal.
Right.
And parents that are dealing with their kids, listen, the phone, the constant addiction to the phone.
Yes.
Is abnormal.
It's abnormal.
Parents should be able to recognize it and feel empowered to set some boundaries with their kids on their phones.
Yeah.
Why are we leaving it up to the government? You know, I have a hard time with how far I want the government reaching, this personally, how far I want the government reaching into raising kids. So this whole thing with TikTok. In Florida, where DeSantis is pushing a bill. And it's constitutionally still trying to weigh things out. But the law is that kids have to be a certain age before they can be allowed on social media platforms.
Right.
All right. My problem is, you know, we want their help. The government is needing to step in and provide help with our kids because parents have vacated that role.
That's right.
And parents are not feeling empowered to be able to step into their role. So the government has to set up certain laws. And part of me says, yes, let's do it. Part of me is like, I don't know if the government needs to be stretching into these areas, having that far of a reach into the area of our personal life. Because once they start taking a little, then you get a few bad apples that can get in there and they want to take more and more and more. And then even our religious liberties will be in jeopardy. All right. So where we choose to pray has already, our kids are experiencing that in school. That's already been taken away from them. Christian clubs, they weren't allowed to have certain Christian clubs. So the government's far reach has already started in certain areas. Now they're going to have to step in when it comes to social media for our teenagers. And that's hard.
Right.
Because we need it, but then we don't. Right. So my point, us talking about this, is saying to our parents, parents, be empowered.
Right.
Step into your role. Be encouraged. You've got people standing behind you right here, and Steve and Mary Lessie, and our Metro Life family, that are saying, be the parent you need to be. If it's abnormal, address it.
Stand up to it. Don't be afraid.
Don't let your kids sit there and tell you, hey, it's just vaping. It's everybody's doing
right.
it. We've heard that forever.
Right.
Gosh, every kid growing up through the generations have always used that argument. But everybody's doing it.
Right. Right. And if you
our parents had to say to us, yeah, that's everybody, but not you.
But not you.
You're somebody that's not going to be doing that.
Say no more. That's normal. Say no more to your kids. You know, if we go back to the question we ask our audience, how are you coping with the stresses of your life?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, just at the end of the day, everything that you just talked about, the cultural situation, the political situation, it would be so easy for all of us to just get home. And after being bombarded with all these things, the fears, the nothing's absolute anymore. And it's so easy to feel like there's nowhere to go to get answers. Just go to the backyard. Go to the back patio, get a couple glasses of wine, and just drink your troubles away. Or just jump. If you can't beat them, join them. Just smoke pot. And then you don't have to deal with any of that. And then you can go to bed at night, get up the next morning, and you don't have to deal with it. And that pot is there for you. And then you, when it's not illegal anymore, and you're not worried about it, and you can smoke it, you start believing the lie that, oh, it's good for me. This is okay. The issue is, where does it start? What is it born in? The need to want to do it. The stress of life and the inability to have the right mechanism to cope with the stresses of life.
Mm-hmm.
And when the world is in the state that it's in and it affects you, I mean, listen, let's just look at it this way. You said to me yesterday, we were talking about the young women in our church that want to get married, the young women statistically that want to get married. And it's so easy to stress yourself out. It's actually easier to stress yourself out and believe the statistics that say even our granddaughters are going to have a hard time finding men to marry. That is a very stressful thought. That will keep you up at night until all your daughters are married because you know, let's face it, you want to get your kids married and babies and family and life. But the culture is telling us statistically that, I don't know what it is, but maybe, you know, 2 in 5 women, 3 in 5 women will not marry because of just the condition of men today. It's very scary from the perspective of actual numbers. It's very stressful for these young women. And sometimes they will cope with the stress of that by getting on dating apps they should not get on, seeking another person in another environment that they know is not going to end up well. But it's a stressor that's adding so much conflict to your mind and so much, it's not all substance abuse. Sometimes it's creating anxiety in you because you can't turn off the thoughts. Mm. For some people, I know for me, one of the ways I deal with stress is I talk. I'll just talk and talk and talk and talk and I can't stop talking. I'm just talking about it all. And then the problem, I just solve the problem. And I won't shut up. And you will go, are you serious right now? I've had to learn that when I'm dealing with those stressful thoughts and those things, which are legitimate, to just don't talk at all. But I can tell you, you know, I like a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I love a glass of wine. But I have to ask myself, why do I want that glass of wine?
You don't love wine.
I like wine.
You like the idea.
Once in a while.
You never.
But you know what?
Ever finish a glass.
Exactly. But yet there's still this voice in my head, once in a while. And I know it comes from having an alcoholic father. Mm. I know it does. That, why do you want that? Well, because it tastes good. It goes great with my steak. But I test myself all the time. I will self-talk, like we talked about in the other episode. I don't need anything to help me deal with this stress. Stress is normal. This feeling of stress is normal. Now, some people will, of course, all the religious people, you just need to pray your stress away. You just need to get in your Bible and read your Bible. Well, there is truth to that. Sometimes you just need to get up and shift your position. Voices off.
Yeah. I was going to, and I will tell in the future how I cope with stress.
You don't have time?
No, I don't. I just don't want to tell anybody yet.
Okay. Save it for the next one.
I want them to tell me how they cope with stress.
Oh,
and then I can help them.
Got you.
I'll let them know how I cope, but you already shared some of. Now, you don't drink wine.
I don't drink. I don't even know why I said that.
You don't. Here's what you do, okay? There's 2 4-letter words that just sum up how you deal with stress, and wine is not one of them.
What are they? You're going to tell everybody before you tell me?
No, you said talking.
I do. I talk.
I like that. Talk.
Yes, it's true.
That you talk, and now that we're older and we have more time on our hands, it's good to be able to hear you. Matter of fact, if you're not talking,
you're worried.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Something's wrong.
Gosh, she's got it too easy.
What?
We need to create some stress so she talks more. And the other thing is shop.
I knew.
Oh my God. S-H-O-P is like S-H-T.
Well, excuse me.
I just can't understand.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Shopping therapy is real.
It is. And it's.
When Target did what it did.
Okay. So.
Oh my God.
I will eventually share with you when. I said how I cope with stress. And here's how I'm aware that how I'm coping with stress can become an addiction.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Telling yourself.
Is when before noontime, I'm already thinking about it. Not even the end of the day.
Oh,
when I'm ready to chill a little bit.
I got you.
Right? I hear it in the morning. Hear it. And some people say that addictions can be generational.
Right.
So in our case, my grandfather, the one that I used to have red hair after, light skin after for sure, was Stanford O. Grice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stanford Grice. My mother's father, truck driver, construction dude, but he was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Both are, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
My grandfather.
My father.
Boy, there's a bug that just got on my glasses here. That was wild.
That's a stressing.
My grandfather.
Oh, he's over here.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
And then my mom always told me, Steve, we got to be careful in our family.
Right.
Because we have some of those same genes.
Hmm.
And so what shows you is sometimes there could be addictions
mm-hmm.
that people are in that could almost be genetic. It's almost like it's passed down. Well, I never really bought into that. I wasn't really sure about that. And to this day, I don't know the reality of it. What I do know is the same voices that had spoke to my grandfather.
Absolutely.
And even spoke to my mother at times, yes, when she was going through some hard times.
Yes.
Are the same voices that speak to me.
100%.
Right?
Yes.
Those voices could lead us to get addicted to something, all because we're trying to figure out how to self-medicate.
That's
how
a
to
whole nother podcast.
How to deal with stress.
That's right.
Ultimately, I think it's a learned behavior.
Right.
That's why I'm saying this whole thing about the death of normal is what we are experiencing today with young people wanting to vape and young people wanting to smoke pot. It's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
It's something that society is telling you needs to be done. Here's how you deal with it.
Yeah.
It's, even though it's not the best for you, but it's better to do that just so you feel good. So it's a learned behavior. And anything that's learned behavior that helps them deal with stress, pressure, anxiety, mental health challenges, if it's a learned behavior, the bad news is it's not a normal behavior because you had to learn it. The good news is if it's a learned behavior, you can unlearn it.
Yeah.
And over the years, when those voices would start to speak with me, I know I have the propensity towards a certain addiction. I know that. For young men, porn,
yep,
is a learned behavior.
And women too.
You may be drawn to it because it looks good with the eyes. It's part of who we are as men and young men with all these hormones raging. It's a beautiful thing to have those hormones.
Right.
But to then be drawn into porn that is so free today to this young generation and to, you know, just society, it's normalized. The show Friends made it real normal back in the day. That it's something you sat down and watched and you did. That in itself, that addiction is a learned behavior.
Right.
Instead of saying, no, that's not normal for me. I need to save this sex that is going to be a blessing to my spouse.
Right.
Let me save it for them. Okay. Because to me, sex is right up there with one of the greatest gifts God ever gave to humanity.
Right.
Is sex. And it's a gift that we give in the marriage relationship.
That's right.
All right. Beautiful. I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
Grateful for the normalcy that we are able to enjoy and the intimacy that we can enjoy in our marriage. If I don't have that, I'm a messed up man.
Right.
I thank you for that because it makes me a healthy man. I'm not hungry when I leave the house in the morning because I had my lunch and breakfast and dinner. All right. But all of that to say, when it comes down to us dealing with addictions to help us cope with stress in life, if it's a learned behavior, be careful.
Absolutely.
And but if it's going to be learned, make sure it's a healthy behavior.
Right. Well, like you said, you can unlearn it and it might take some time, but you can. And I think the issue is, the root of this is dealing with stress.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with stress? Some people need to go see a therapist for how to deal with stress.
And that's good for a while.
It's good for a while.
It shouldn't be a lifetime.
No, because you need to make sure that you are incorporating everything you're learning from that therapist in your day-to-day stressing moments and putting that into practice rather than avoiding. What makes addicts is not just the drug. The drug is the vehicle. It's the conduit. It's the mindset of, I don't want to deal with this. I'll deal with it later. Right now, I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to use this substance to help me float over these feelings and this pain. And I am not a therapist. I know there's deeper wells there. I understand. So don't hold me to any account when it comes to the way I just described it. But my father was an alcoholic. And at the end of the day, what we knew as a family was, he didn't drink because he felt good. He drank because he had a stressed out moment. He was dealing with demons he didn't want to bring into his view to say, I'm dealing with you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to deal with me. He would avoid those demons. He would avoid those sad thoughts and those hard thoughts. And he would just dive into the substance. And that's what we're talking about. It's got to start somewhere.
And so I would say
The daily stress
that
you don't deal with.
Yeah. We're going to bring this in for a close. Yes. But, you know, when you mentioned that about your dad, what he had to deal with in life, I would almost give him a pass for having to cope with alcohol.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Knowing the details of what he had to deal with, the demons that he had to deal with. It's easy to say, go ahead and just drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't the best way of coping.
No.
Because he lost his body. The family.
Yes.
He lost his life. Mm-hmm. He lost his self-dignity. He was too smart. He knew that that wasn't the right way to go. He hated that part of himself, which the only way you then continue to deal with that hating, not being happy and feeling healthy is that cycle. It's a constant cycle of defeat where addiction just comes in. And whatever it is you're using to help you deal with your stress just constantly comes in. And it's not always the best. So the point ultimately I want to make sure we are making is if you're doing whatever coping mechanism you have right now to help you deal with the challenges of life, if it's abnormal, you got to put some restraints on that behavior.
That's right.
You can't do it. There's better ways, normal ways, healthier ways that allow you to maintain your self-respect and dignity.
That's right.
Maintain relationships that are super important to help you be fulfilled. There's better ways to do it.
And have a healthy state of mind.
And if you don't know what those ways are, then, you know, please reach out to us because we don't want you living in this cycle of defeat. We want to be an encouragement to you. And our community that we're connected with is a great place for people to come. We know there's a lot of individuals that are struggling with what happens when they leave our church on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're only in church for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
They've got a whole week ahead of them where they're coping with a lot of stuff. It's tough. It's not easy, but there's the right way to deal with it. And we could help if someone is at their wit's end and they don't know what to do. And they can reach out to us in the show notes and we'll make sure that we can provide some kind of care. But what we cannot do is allow the abnormal behavior like smoking pot, vaping, drinking, this abnormal behavior to become normal for us. It's going to bite us in the butt later in life. And we don't want you to have that kind of life filled with those kind of regrets. So I hope something was said today in this podcast that has encouraged you, not belittle you, not to make you feel bad, but encourage you and strengthen you to show you what kind of life you can be living. Because we want you to live your best life right now. Make it happen. Thanks for joining us.
You've just enjoyed another episode of the Family Business Podcast with the Alessis, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of our audience today. Now that you've learned more about us, here's how you can join in the family business. First, make sure you're following our podcast right now and download this episode so you can hear it at any time. Second, think of someone you know that might need or enjoy this episode and share it with them. You'll be helping them and helping us to spread the word about the family business. Third, go to alessifamilybusiness.com and tap the Ask the Alessis button. This is really cool. You could use it to record a voicemail comment or question, and we can add your voice to our conversations. Finally, while you're on our page, tap the Reviews tab and you'll see a link to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We love reading your reviews, and we might even share them on the show. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time at the Family Business with the Alessis, because family is everybody's business.